for the weekly Five Stripes preview.
And it's punched in for a goal!
With Atlanta United announcer Mike Gotti. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. The way banking should be.
All right, let's get our Five Stripes update, guys, with Mike Conti, the voice of our Atlanta United. And yes, we get some time off, but we still got a lot to talk about. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're good, man. You know, as we talk about this break, some guys I talked to, some soccer heads, were saying this comes at a great or an opportune time because they felt like our team needed it. Do you feel that way?
Yes, I do. Because even when they had breaks, they were still playing U.S. Open Cup. Like, remember, they had the World Cup break after June 13th, but they had to come right back a week later and play a U.S. Open Cup game against Chicago. So it really wasn't a full break. This is the first time in a long time, I mean, probably going all the way back to the first month of the season, where they've had 2 weeks in a row off. And it comes at such a good time. You're not going to get anyone back during this break, but you are so damaged right now with your fullbacks, with all the injuries. Mikey Ambrose out 3 to 4 months now. Sal Zizo out 3 to 4 months. So it gives guys like Jeff Lorenowitz a little bit of time now to just rest. Jeff has played every game this year. Veteran guy who's had to play every game, has not had a day off. Michael Parkhurst, another veteran who's been a rock back there, who's played more games than he even bargained for because he had to play in the All-Star game.
Right.
So things like that really, really help right now. I expect Atlanta United a week from Sunday with Columbus coming in will look very, very fresh, and that's important. A lot of people are nervous because teams like Portland, Red Bulls, New York City, they have more games than Atlanta United down the stretch, and that's true. You could lose ground to them.
Right.
But I look at the schedule, and yeah, you got a long road trip coming up, but you have breaks. Okay, you're going to play D.C. on Labor Day. You don't play again until, I think, the 15th. You're going to have another break in October. That's really going to help position this team for that stretch run going into the postseason.
Whereas last year, for those who were new or you weren't following United, we had this grind of a schedule with so many doubled-up games because Mercedes-Benz completion made the schedule play out that way.
Exactly.
Mike Conti's with us. We had Jason Longshore on the show on Monday, and we asked him, Carl asked the question about what's up in the last 5 minutes or the last 2 minutes of the match. And only reason, because you just brought up, other teams have got games or matches in hand. We want to hold on to home field because we don't want to have to go up to a Yankee Stadium or Jersey right to play the Red Bulls. So what do we? Is it communication? Why do we lose our clutch or whatever happens there at the end?
Well, I think part of it is you're playing good teams. Like, this has happened now 3 times. The one against New England was a weird penalty. I won't call it a fluke, but it kind of was.
It was jive.
Okay, Dallas, best team in the West. Mm-hmm. Toronto, defending champions, playing a lot better than their record indicates. So that's part of it. You're playing against good teams. We just did stoppage time on 92.9thegame.com, and I thought Jason did a really good job of explaining what Atlanta United is trying to do in these situations when they're playing up a goal, trying to protect the lead in the final 10 minutes. And it's not so much, to use an NFL term, playing a prevent defense, but you're just trying to put one more fullback back there than an attacking player to create a mismatch, basically. But Atlanta United is still trying to counter. There have been a couple times this year where they've been able to score a late goal because they're able to break someone on the counter, like against LAFC when Romario Williams did it. They got a penalty against LA Galaxy right at the end doing that. Could have scored again at Philadelphia doing that. So there are examples where this strategy has not only protected a lead, but in fact expanded it. I think, again, you have an elite player in Sebastian Giovinco who made an elite play and set up the goal for Ricketts. It happens. It's soccer. It stinks. I think Tata Martino's probably really frustrated. I thought Tata made a really interesting, if not tongue-in-cheek, comment after the game about, hey, maybe we need to start stalling a little bit. You know, everyone else comes in here and stalls in the final 10 minutes or longer. Maybe we need to start playing some negative right soccer. Now, I don't know if he was tongue-in-cheek or not, but quite frankly, he might be onto something there because Atlanta United is pedal to the metal for 90 minutes, and that's a good thing. I mean, we like watching that. That's entertaining soccer. It's the way it should be played. But if other teams are allowed to come in here and do it without penalty, then maybe Atlanta United needs to do it too.
It is Mike Conti, guys, and we do this each and every week with Conti, and it's our Five Stripes Report brought to you by our good friends
at Associated Credit Union, the way banking should be.
All right, as we talk about Joseph Martinez and this amazing season, this amazing run he's on, you know, I've heard people say, listen, this is historic, what we're seeing. Yeah. Do we really realize what we're watching? I mean, again, we got a chance to see Matt Ryan his MVP season, and we've seen some very special things in sports here in our city, but this is right up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of a comparison because it would be like in college football seeing a guy run for 2,000 yards in a season.
Okay.
It's happened, but it's really, really rare. It's extraordinary. In some conferences, in fact, it may not have even happened. In MLS, Joseph, barring something unforeseen, he's going to score 30 goals. That is a huge, huge landmark, a huge benchmark to get to 30 goals. No one has scored more than 27 all-time in MLS. In fact, in the world this year, in all the major leagues across the world, 2017-18, no one has scored more than 34 goals. Joseph is on pace to score 35 right now. So it's incredible. It's almost hard to find something to compare it to in any of the other major. You know what it would be like? Someone hitting 398 in Major League Baseball.
Right.
You know, it's happened, but it's extremely rare. And that 400, you know, people think no one's ever going to hit 400 again,
right?
In a Major League season. So I guess it would kind of be like that. But again, Joseph is doing a very good job converting the buildup that his team is creating. So as much as this is an individual reflection on Joseph Martinez, and we even saw the reckless abandon with which he plays at the All-Star game, he deserves a lot of credit for all of that. You have to give equal credit to guys like Julian Gressel, Tito Villalba, Michael Parkhurst even, with an assist on the second goal on Saturday. So these are team goals. A lot of them are team goals. And even the penalties, which don't go as assisted goals, you get assists in the buildup that leads to the penalty. So it's been a great job by Joseph, but I think it's been a great job by the entire team to put him in the position to score 26 goals.
It's our Five Stripes Report with Mike Conte, the voice of Atlanta United. You'll hear him with pregame for the Falcons guys, by the way, coming up on Friday. He's a hardworking man. And along with Jason Longshore on the soccer side, it's a bit of a break before we take on Columbus. As Mike mentioned, got to wait till next weekend for that. So what's the biggest concern for you? Is it simply the getting healthy, the Nagby thing? Because it seems like, you know, I even like when Gressel was back on the wing. I like Remedy, by the way, the new pieces. I kind of like the way that Tata's juggled it, say, for the last few minutes we already talked about.
I'm not really even so much worried about health. I mean, obviously you want to get healthy, and I think it'll be a lot of fun when Nagby comes back to see him play with Remedy. I think that'll give them a new dimension. It should be really fun to see.
And by the way, not to get ahead of ourselves, but would Remedy be a guy long-term that could take over for Larenowitz?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Remedy is much younger than Larenowitz, and that's not a slight on Jeff at all. But Jeff's had a great year, terrific year. It's not like, you know, Remedy's going to come in here and take his job. That's absolutely not what I'm suggesting at all. But, you know, Remedy is like 8 years younger than Jeff Larenowitz. So down the road, that is absolutely a possibility. I'm not worried about the health. I mean, that is obviously a concern. We'll see what they do. The transfer window closes at 1 a.m. We'll see if they do anything to bring in a right back today to give them some depth. I just want to see them a little more accurate in the attacking third and finishing off these chances, especially with Miguel Almiron. Mm. Almiron's taken 100-some shots this year. He's gone a couple games without a goal. He's been close. Bona made a really, really good save on him Saturday, a great save. But maybe just one or two too many shots outside the 18-yard box for Almiron. And that's why on the penalty on Saturday, I would not have objected if they would have put Miguel Almiron up at the penalty spot to take it. I almost feel like you get him a goal, something that's a little more straightforward than something in the run of play. Maybe that just calms him down a little bit. It puts a little less pressure on him to get that beautiful goal. And then, hey, it's game on. I'm not suggesting he has the yips or anything like that. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I think mentally, it would be good for Miguel Almiron's confidence if he could get a straightforward goal.
Mike Conte, looking ahead to this schedule, obviously the time off is great, but then it's back at it August 19th against Columbus Crew. You said we should be refreshed, and you're right. But when you start now counting down to these home matches and what it means when you start looking at the standings with the Red Bulls right there and New York City FC right there, I mean, a couple of slip-ups, and this thing could get really interesting.
The good thing is New York City slipped up a little bit on Saturday. They took a draw to Vancouver at
home. All the
home.
Good teams kind of, right?
Yeah, except Red Bulls. Yeah. Red Bulls and Portland, I think those are the two teams right now that we really need to keep an eye on because they have not been dropping points, especially Portland. Portland has not lost since April. Last team to beat them was Orlando. That's how long ago it was. Portland lost when Orlando was good. So it's been a really long time,
That was last year.
So, yeah, right. So Portland and Red Bulls, those are the two clubs I think you need to worry about right now. The good thing is Atlanta United will play Red Bulls. If you look at Atlanta United's schedule, Columbus next Sunday, then you have this four-game road trip, but all four of those games are against teams that are below the playoff line, including arguably the two worst teams in MLS, Colorado and San Jose. So I think you're looking at that road trip thinking you might be able to get 12 points out of those four games. Then you come back home, it gets a little trickier. Real Salt Lake playing very well. Then at the Red Bulls. And then you could be on from there because the final three teams you play again are below the playoff line. Mm-hmm. So you've got to take care of business here in those games where you're going to be favored. One of the final games Atlanta United is going to play in the regular season against a team that's going to the playoffs is next Sunday when Columbus comes in. They will be going to the playoffs.
We had a great match against them up in Columbus, some real clutch goals.
One of the best matches Atlanta United has played all year when they were up in Columbus 1-2-0. So they should come into this feeling very confident next week.
Good stuff, Mike Conti, as always. And again, this segment, guys, it's our Five Stripes Report brought to you by
Associated Credit Union, the way banking should be.